Article title, What's Your Real Job as a Team Lead? Content, this applies for basically all team leads, independent of the company, category of company, and the level of hierarchy. Yeah, you got your job description, but forget this for a while. Your real job is to make your team member happy as possible so they want to come to work. I'm talking about removing any obstacles they encounter so that they can concentrate on the work and don't have to care about the little things. And yet, sometimes this feel like herding cats. Subheader, be there for them. I usually treated my team members with the almost highest priority. If I'm not in a meeting or similar, they could come to me at any time with all kind of request. Never send them away for a comment like, talk to some else about that issue or create a ticket for IT. Listen and take the action. This lead to many requests, but relieves the burden on the team member so they can concentrate on their work. Here are some real-world examples. Start of list. List item. My mouse is not working properly sometimes. Get them a new one. Go talk to IT yourself. Walk over. Get one now and return with a new mouse in a few minutes. That team member was slash will be happy for the rest of week at least. List item. In a room where multiple team member work, the office chair of other person squeaks and I feel annoyed. Take care. Go to the utility room. Pick up some oil or similar product. Use the lunch break or when the team member has gone home or is not there yet and fix the squeak. Instant happiness. Or at least ask the facility management. They fix it. If your team member has to pause for 5 minutes, who cares? End of list. Sure, sometimes something needs to get ordered or done by someone that can't do it right now. But get it ordered, queued, up the task with the right people and return to your team member and tell him slash her, I dealt with it, will happen in the next few days. Yes, this sounds silly, but with this hands-on, no-worry attitude your team members feel better. And I know a lot of management lectures tell you the opposite, but this makes a huge difference in the team, their happiness and their productivity. And don't use the increased productivity to push them. Leave them some slack, tolerate short distractions. And if there is some crunch time because of a deadline, they will offer some extra work to get the things done. This is only one part of the series and not the only thing, but in combination it proved very efficient with a happy team and a lot of work done. Previous article, link to, lead introduction, link text, series introduction, link end. Next article, link to, lead become a team, link text, become a team, link end. Bodo by, link to, https://unsplash.com/@docagile, link text, Roby Alario, link end. Han, link to, https://unsplash.com/. Link text, Unsplash. Link end.